Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bops and Bangers. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Ashley.
And we're Girl Music. We are here in the studio to do our favorite episode of the year. This is our top albums of 2023. We're kicking it off, but we have a few, you know, housekeeping things to talk about real quick.
I'm so excited for this episode. This is our favorite. And we've waited a year for this.
We've waited all year for this one moment in life. And it is so much fun. Ashley and I do not know each other's lists. We have vague ideas, but if you didn't watch our half year list
in May, June.
This is probably going to be a little different for everyone.
100%.
Yeah. Ashley put her foot down. I love this. I'm so excited about this. But before we kick off, Ashley, we have to talk about something very special to us.
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to bring up, I know it's the holidays and everyone's feeling like a little overwhelmed, a little sluggish, especially with the weather changing. Well, in San Diego, is still 70. Sorry, not sorry. But, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Yes.
And sometimes we just need that extra, like, boost.
All the time.
To get us
sometimes,
get us
going. All the time.
Honestly, every morning.
Every day.
And that's why I wanted to bring up Magic Mind.
Ooh.
We have them right up here. Yes. It's a productivity shot. It is delicious. It's matcha, not green juice.
Yes.
So don't get scared if you're scared of green juice, because like Kelsey is.
Me, terrified in the night, drank it. I was like, ooh, I did a little, ooh.
Ooh, I know.
Ooh.
It does. It has a little zing to it.
Yeah. A good zing. Yeah.
It's delicious. It really has been helping me in the mornings kind of like pop up, stay more focused, less stressed too. You don't get like the normal jitters from like coffee. And you know me and the jitters.
Oh my God. Does this girl get the jitters?
Yeah. So it gives you extra focus, that added energy that we all need, especially in our 30s.
Especially in our 30s.
But let's be real. Most of us are addicted to caffeine, so it's perfect.
Yeah, we're great. Honestly, we need it. It feels the cleanest energy like that I have had in a long time, like as someone who drinks coffee and yerba and Red Bull. You know, like that just doesn't crash me at all, and I love that about it.
Yeah, it's so good. And we also have a discount code for y'all.
Oh, so pretty.
You can peep it in the show notes.
Yes.
It'll be right below the video, but it is BOPS20, so BOPS20, and you can get an extra 50% off your subscription. So go check it out. The link is in the show notes below. Go check that out.
Yay.
We're so excited to share.
Yeah.
We were shared in a previous episode, and we just can't get enough.
We can't get enough. This is our jam.
But anyways, besides like just the holiday stuff going on, I think that's, we're slowing down. This is our last episode of 2023.
Oh my God, tears, guys.
We're going to take a couple weeks break.
Yes.
And then we're going to come back a-blazing.
Oh, we're coming back hot and ready.
In 2024, be ready.
Be ready. That's our slogan, hot and ready, the girls.
Yeah. We had our incredible time at Raw LA.
So much fun.
We had many interviews.
Yes.
And we're going to be posting those on our podcast.
Soon.
We're going to have a few episodes in January, so don't miss those.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're a casual, regular listener of Bops and Bangers, usually we take a little midwinter break, but this year we're saying, fuck that. We're going through. So we're going to be going through our entire year, well, not half until May, and we're going to be continually dropping episodes. So don't delay. Watch ASAP. That was beautiful.
That was great.
Thank
was
you.
Great.
So shall we kick this off, Ash?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let's get in the mindset.
I'm starting first, right?
I know. I'm ready. Again, just as a reminder, we do not know each other's lists. So this is going to be,
I've got an idea.
I always have an idea.
And also another thing to say, this is just like albums we connected to. We are no experts.
We are no Pitchfork. We are no Rolling Stone.
But how many albums did you listen to this year?
I want to say 1,700.
Holy fuck. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's stupid.
It's dumb.
I listened to 700.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like our list, you're still not going to have listened to a few albums on my list.
Oh, correct.
1700.
Yeah. I mean, with EPs and everything okay. too. And there are a lot of EPs that get released in a year.
Yeah. And you're more on that than me. I'm more of that if I'm going.
You're full sending it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do agree with Ash. Like, this is very much our opinions. This is how we love music. This is our favorites, what we connected to. This yeah. is not a culmination of, oh my gosh, the best. The most pushing, boundary pushing,
yeah.
dramatic.
I mostly go off of ones that are timeless for me. Like, yeah. I know I'm going to listen to for Again. Years and years.
All of mine are re-listenable albums that I couldn't get enough
yeah.
of.
Yes. A lot of mine aren't on the Pitchfork and Rolling Stones list.
Ditto. Ditto.
Which is so appalling.
Criminal. Criminal.
Like,
lock them up. Especially one, and when we get especially, to that oh, one,
when we get to
and
that
when
one.
We get to that one, we're gonna have conversation.
Yes.
So kick it off, Ash. Number 20 for you.
Oh.
I almost like. Oh, okay,
and
let's do this.
Check out our TikTok. I'm doing a few honorable mentions that didn't make my top 20 list. You should do it too.
I will absolutely do
because
that
it as
well.
Is hard. Especially if 1700. This
yeah,
crazy
I had to,
lady
I had to,
over here. Is,
I had to ixnay people that I didn't want to ixnay. You know,
like Kels, I cannot believe. So my top albums, y'all, we're starting with number 20.
I am so ready.
So this one, I'm very excited to share. Oh, my God, your investigative face just there. You were like,
I'm like,
let me read your face.
I'm like,
right
what is it? What is it going to be?
I also want to preface before we even get started into this. My top 10 are ladies.
Oh, all ladies?
All of them.
Oh, I cannot say the same. But what I do also want to bring up really quick before we dive in is we love to play a game, Ashley and I, of how oh, yeah. many in common are we going to have. So what's your guesstimate, Ash, for this year?
I think when we did our half year, we had like 7.
We had the most we've ever had.
I think 3 now.
Wow.
I think yours is going to change more than mine.
I will take the over on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll
All
take
right.
the over.
Let's see.
All right.
We'll check it out.
I feel like I want a handshake. Boop. Let's go. Number 20.
Place your bets.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, number 20. So number 20, I'm super excited to share. You know, but you don't know.
I think
it,
I do.
It is Foley's album,
oh!
Crowd Pleaser.
Okay.
So number 20, I feel like, is the hardest album to place.
Agreed.
Because there's like, it's just very hard. And I loved this album.
I know.
It's like very pop. It's very high energy. It's feel good. That song Coffee is an earworm yeah. that's on the album. It's so good. Also, they're Sweet Baby Angels.
Our besties
we
from
love
South
them.
By Southwest.
Hopefully you guys go back to South by so we can see you again. But the album is just, it's a great pop album.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's feel good. It's almost got Becky Hill vibes, you know?
Oh, they definitely have that.
Yeah. Just like very, like it's a happy pill.
Yes.
You know?
And shocker that we have an Australian kicking us off.
Yeah, I know.
Shocker, shocker.
Big shock.
Big whoop.
Yeah, big whoop. Big whoop.
great choice. Great
thank
choice.
You, thank you.
Shocker already. Okay, okay, okay. My number 20 is something that was a little bit higher on my list earlier this year, but she did fall down to number 20. It's Phosphorescent by Gabrielle Aplin. I really loved. That was my pop girly
yes.
album of this year.
Mm-hmm.
It released in January, so it has been out for what feels like a full year. Oh, wait, because it has.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really refreshing kind of new soul pop with like a punch of lyrics that like I really relate to. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. As I'm getting older, I don't relate to like the love sick kind of music anymore. Like I just don't like, because I'm so madly in love and like happy and like older.
Oh, I still love sick.
Oh, I don't know. But Gabrielle's like more mature kind of lyrics just really got me, and that's yeah. why I had to keep her at number 20. It was just one of my favorite female pop albums of the year.
And there was a lot.
And there was a metric crap ton.
So you don't have any more female pop albums?
I have more females.
Oh.
Just not necessarily
that
the
vibe.
Pop genre.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking, and no, it's not on my list. So
wait, I don't.
Oh, oh! I thought we were doing some telekinetic, some telepath bestie.
Because I'm like, wow, we're starting off 20. You're saying that's your top pop out.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
same.
Well, you know, for me, pop is not always my favorite genre. Oh, yeah, so yeah. It gets a little grungier and weirder for me as the list goes
on. And we
on.
Love that.
And we love that for me. Yes, yes.
Okay, so my number 19.
Okay.
This one is so fun. And you have no idea what it is.
Are you sure?
Zero.
Okay.
It's Fefe Dobson's album, Emotion Sickness.
You have been on this Fefe train coming in hot.
Okay, well, since her album in 2003.
Yeah.
I was obsessed.
Yes.
Number one fan, Fefe.
Yeah. No, I will attest to that
statement. I loved her. Yeah. And then this album, she came back with a fucking bang. I mean, it's so freaking good. Her song Hungover, her song Shut Up and Kiss Me. If you like pop punk music, I mean, this woman crushes it.
Yeah. True. She really leaned into it too, even more so, which I appreciated about
that. And she also just came out with a really good Christmas song.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a cover or original?
Original.
Oh, is it a classic? Are we banging
it's a pop punk one.
Oh.
It's fun.
Hell yeah.
She's a queen. We love it.
We love it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I did not think Fefe was going to make your top 20.
I didn't either, but I've listened to it a lot.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm here for it. I will say you were the number one Fefe fan, so. I will attest
still
to that.
Reigning. Still reigning number one, hopefully. Fefe.
For life. Fefe for life. That's fun to say.
That is.
My number 19 is, again, something that was on my half-year list, moved down, but a very Laurel Canyon-esque light pop, if you will, with a little rock twinge. It's Oracle Sisters with their album Hydronism. That is the hardest word.
That's a
Oracle
mouthful.
Sisters. I have a tongue thing. Like, leave me, let me live my best life. Hydronism by Oracle Sisters. They are this little French pop.
I listened to
group,
it.
And I just loved. There are sometimes when you listen to so many albums that are heavy and just like a lot of listening needs to happen. This was a just like a light, refreshing album that I listened to that I just couldn't get enough of. I really think the airy quality of that album just got me through the death of winter, you know, just like the heaviness of life in the winter of Spokane, you know, when there's no sun, snow everywhere. And then this album came out and was like, oh, I have hope and faith again. So I just couldn't get enough of it. I would re-listen to this 1,000 times.
It was
times.
On your half year, right?
It was, yeah, yeah. And again, a little French group that I just can't get enough of. So
it is very, like, feel good.
Feel
good. Light.
Light.
It's nice.
Easy breezy lemon peasy.
Okay. My number 18. I am, like, really all over the place.
I am waiting for a specific album for you to say because I swear to God it's going to be in your list. So
my number 18 is Blink-182's album. Is that the one you thought?
That's the one I've been waiting for you to say. I knew it was going to be. I told Rachel before filming this, I was like, I bet it's her number 20. But number 18,
number
I was
18,
close. I was
Blink-182, their album, One More Time. Y'all.
One more time.
So you know what bands from 20 years ago, they released their fucking banger album, right? We all loved it. You just don't think they can come back. They either change their sound or they come back later on and it just doesn't match.
Yeah.
Well, they fucking did the damn thing. They made it sound exactly the same as that album, which is like all you ask for.
But I will want to say this is their first one back with Tom. We should say that. Because this is their first album back with Tom singing, right?
Yeah, since 20 years ago.
Yeah, but they've released music.
Oh, I know, and they
that's
didn't
what
ever
I'm
meet it.
This is their first one with Tom, so of course,
that's
back
why
to
I'm comparing
original.
It to the original sound.
Yeah.
Because it's like
that newer stuff.
It was good, but this was Tom. You can't make Tom.
No.
You know, like,
well,
he has to be there.
The aliens made Tom, so
yeah,
we're here for him.
It's so good. That song, One More Time, literally, I welled up. No, because it's about, because Tom, I don't know, I'll go like very quick drama, but Tom like did his own thing. He kind of left Mark and Travis behind and like they all split up, did their own thing. And when Mark got sick, Tom was like, oh, fuck, I wasn't there for you for all these years and now I feel awful. He was like the one guy that was there for him during all of his cancer and Travis got in the plane crash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, like, there was, like, a lot of negative, heavy shit that they PTSD. All three, like, went through.
Yeah.
And that's what the song's about. And it even says, I miss you. And it's, like, literally about how he was, like, an awful person. And it takes, like, someone having to die almost for you to, like, wake up and be like, oh, wow, they're an important person in my life.
Oh, fuck.
It's a song that will, because I know the history and I love them. Yeah. I was oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, amazing album.
Well, hometown heroes for us. Yes. You know, we will always be Blink stans.
Did you listen to it yet?
I haven't because I knew it wasn't going to make my top list, but I know I'm going to enjoy it. So I'm like waiting until I like will enjoy it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. You know? Mm-hmm. My number 18 is going into something that you don't know about. It is Trust Your Gut by the band Warriors. And Warriors is a band that literally came out with two albums this year.
Oh.
The first one leaning a lot more into the pop realm. This one leading way more into like that indie rock that I love. And so I preferred this one. It's got that Midwest emo kind of lyric with some indie rock, some punk attitude to it a little bit. And the lead singer's voice is just something that I like really resonate with. And I really found myself almost meditatively listening to this album a lot by accident. Like it would just keep repeat. Like I just kept going into it because I was just so fascinated by it. I don't know why. But what I love the most is like there's the first song is called Hold My Breath, and it is a slow burn that like by the end of it, it just becomes a chaotic indie rock song that you know I love. And it just hooked me immediately and I couldn't really get it out of my brain. So I knew like by that I had to add it. You know, like if something just doesn't leave the confines of my brain for, you know, if it lingers there for a week, something special about
like our
it.
Theme song.
Like, which I sing every day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, that's when you add it to your
top. That's when you have to add it. Yeah. It's just like, oh my God, why isn't this leaving my brain? Why can't I get it out of my head?
Yeah, that's special.
It's special. Yeah. So Warriors with Trust Your Gut. I loved that album.
Love it. Number 17. So she was on my half year.
Okay.
Dropped a little bit.
Oh.
But still obsessed.
Okay.
It's Addy Oasis with her album Lotus Glow.
Oh, Addy.
Addy. Queen, truly, I'm obsessed. This came out in March, so I didn't go back as much as I thought I was going to. Yeah. I think that's why I dropped a little bit on my list. But when I just listened to it again, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
this is an incredible soul R&B, like love yourself
uplifting
vibe. It is so freaking good. I mean, she's so talented. She plays the hell out of the bass, like
so sexy.
It's amazing. Her song Adonis. The song Naked, I mean, Red to Velvet. It's so good.
What more can I say?
Yeah. If you love soul R&B,
yeah.
We missed her in San Diego, but she's coming back to San Diego next year.
I know.
And we're
going.
She
just had her baby.
Oh, yeah.
Like, congrats, Addy. To make an album, to release an album, play festivals.
She toured until she couldn't. She barely missed outside.
I know.
I thought she was going to make
it. I thought so, too, but I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Oh, that has got to be hella hard.
Totally.
To be cooking up a baby, playing the bass, and singing like she does.
Amazing.
Iconic.
And I actually, if you haven't viewed it already, we have a girlfriends episode where I did get to interview her.
Oh,
it was amazing.
Ashley's
I fangirled.
Dream come true. Truly, truly. I love that, though. That's not surprising. Addy Oasis is always your fave. I love it. Number 17 for me is a new album as well.
Okay.
It is USA by Petey. Petey is a late addition, like came in hot and heavy in October, and I will not give this up. Honestly, thought about moving it even higher,
whoa,
but I just haven't had enough time with it as I've had with the others. So Petey, I don't know where he came from. I randomly discovered him. But he has a mixture of like LCD Sound System punk electronic mixed with that Midwest emo again.
Damn.
Which you know I'm like, oh, tell me everything, Petey. He's got very like tongue-in-cheek lyrics. Like one of his one of the songs he made is called Home Alone House. Like it's about the Home Alone house.
Yeah. Oh.
But like it obviously has more meaning to that. But
You really love lyrics like that. That's like EG's.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love very emo-y, dramatic, but then a little like self-deprecating kind of lyric. Yeah. And also
like very random, but works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And so this man, it's chaos. I don't know if you would love it. I think you would love certain aspects of it, but it can be pretty chaotic. Yeah. He does have a lot of instruments that build up and build up and build up to kind of create this
old country moment. Road vibe.
A little bit, yes. But I really loved that this whole album just really came out of nowhere. I haven't really heard of a lot of press around him. He came out with a song, a single off of it called Family of Six, which I know Rachel really loves too. But it is just one of those songs that captured me immediately. And then when I listened to the album, my jaw dropped. Oh, I was dang. Where?
I haven't even heard of this.
Oh, honestly.
Or maybe it's on my, I have like 500 albums left.
It's definitely in there. I would say give Family of Six a listen and see if you like that. If you like it, you would like the rest of the album.
Okay, cool.
He kind of shifts through genres too, so you might enjoy it. It might be a little secret love of yours.
Oh, love
Who
that.
Who knows?
I love
Who
that.
Knows? So PD USA, go check it out.
Nice.
My
number 16. From my half year.
Yes.
Move down a little bit.
Okay.
Again.
Okay.
Drop. Not down. Just up. But move lower.
Yeah. Yeah. Move
closer
down.
Closer to 20.
Move down.
Whatever.
Yeah. Semantics.
This is Annabelle Lee's album, Mother's Hammer.
Okay.
Number 16. So okay. If you like rock, alt pop music, honestly, she's kind of like genreless a bit. Her album goes ups and downs, highs and lows.
Peaks and valleys.
As one would say.
As one would say.
It's an incredible album. We've talked about her ad nauseum, truly. Yeah. We are obsessed. She is on tour, I think, right now also. So freaking good. This album is unlike any other rock album I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
And, like, the emotion, the passion in her voice, so good. Go check it out.
Yes, absolutely. And you might hear a little bit more about it later.
I knew it.
You know? Yeah. Moving on to my 16, a new album again. I really added a lot of like the September, like the rest lower on my list, just because again, I haven't had enough time with them as much as I have with my other albums.
Yeah.
But Blame My Ex by The Beaches. You know, I needed a wet leg type of artist to come across. Like I needed, you know, that's me. That's a little bit me, love. And really, The Beaches came in hot and heavy for me. If you like Wet Leg, if you enjoy that kind of, again, tongue-in-cheek feminine lyrics where they're just a little sassy, which I love, you're going to love The Beaches. You know The Beaches. They've been TikTok viral. They've been slowly releasing all their singles.
Yeah.
To finally come out with an album called Blame My Ex. And that song is a banger.
It's so good.
I just love that kind of beachy, surfy indie rock. And I love when women do it. So it's like even more so.
So San Diegan of you.
So San Diegan. So predictable of me to love up on that album. But I found myself like singing along. Like, you know, when you're just, when you have a vibe in your car, you're by yourself, and you just kind of crank the volume a little too loud, and you start singing at an absurd decibel because you just need to get some emotions out. No? Anyone? Me? Just me? Well, that's this album for
me. No, I feel that deeply.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I sang along to this album all since it came out. So Blame My Ex to The Beaches. Love them. Love them.
Nice. Again.
Nice. Tonight.
Ever. So.
Yes.
My number 15.
Yes.
We were just talking about him in the studio when we walked in. I'm obsessed with this album. It's Abraham Alexander's album, Seasons. C-Sons.
Yes.
It's stunning.
Stunning.
If you want impressive lyrics. It's a little bit soul. It's a little bit gospel. It's very moving. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go into great detail on this album in like a couple podcasts back. He was on my half year list. He moved down quite a bit.
Yeah.
But that's because there was just so much. But the album is so moving. Yeah. It's literally about how his whole childhood growing up, how his parents were a little. And
is that the new?
Yeah.
A little.
he had a lot of stuff that happened to him when he was young. And It just was a really, it's so moving.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough of it.
I remember when you first, we weirdly enough listened to it on the same day without realizing we were both listening to it. Because I remember you came in to film and you're like, Kelsey.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to talk about it.
I just listened to this. It is stunning.
Another, that's an album I'm so surprised it's not on
anyone's
list.
I know.
Because it's very well done.
Are y'all okay?
Oh, yeah. Like, what the hell?
Where are you?
It's so good. And he's just starting out.
Yeah.
Like, that's his first album. Only going up, only. Abraham.
And honestly, an angel. Like,
I know.
Someone who connects with his fans,
yes,
and, like, actually takes time to love them as well is so important, yeah, as an artist. And I think he's built that connection with us, too.
Yeah, and he kind of gives me the same vibes as John Batiste. Because,
yes,
John Batiste was so sweet to us.
When yes.
We, like, remember 2 years ago we were tagging him and he was just starting to, like, get that fame lift.
Yeah.
And he sent us a voice note.
Ashley.
The butteriest voice note I've ever heard. And then now he has like a million followers. Yeah. He just came out with that Netflix documentary. Yeah. I'm like.
Great, great connection making. And
yeah.
I appreciate that about Abraham so much.
Totally.
So I wish he was in my top albums, but I did really love it.
Yeah.
Honorable mention for me, for sure. For sure. So, good job. My number 15 is one that I told you about recently that I holy fuck can't get enough of. And it's From the Valley by a little artist named Ilse.
Oh, I listened to this. Honorable mention for me, for sure.
Okay, but you can agree with me when I say, holy fuck, where did this come from?
100%.
No California, which is the first track off the album. Like my little Kelsey inside was just amped. If you love like Joni Mitchell, Carole King, that Laurel Canyon sound of like rock, a little singer-songwritery, Ilse's for you. Like I don't know where she came from, but she has like a million monthly listeners. And so kudos to her.
Like 3 Bon Iver collabs.
Yeah. So. Well, I have information on that. Her producer is Bon Iver's producer, is also Soccer Mommy's producer.
Oh.
So that's why you get a little indie rock with a little bit of folk with a little bit of singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool to me is that triple blend.
Yeah.
That like,
It's stunning.
I
didn't get to sit with it long enough, truly, because it's an honorable.
It's honestly one of the ones that I recently listened to that I keep listening to. Like, I just can't get enough of.
The time.
I don't. I don't.
1,700 hours.
But I can't help it. Because
she doesn't sleep, people.
I literally love this album too much.
It's good.
I would definitely go check it out. It's one of my favorite. I guess folk is such a weird genre
it's
nowadays.
Broad.
But yeah, I would say it's one of my favorite folk albums of the year. So.
Speaking of folk.
Oh, that transition was beautiful.
My number 14 album. Is Hazlitt.
Oh, baby Haz.
With him, his album Blue Mountain. Oh.
It's
speaking of like top folk albums of the year, came out in January. I am still a diehard fan, Hazlitt.
You really are. I honestly think you started the entire Hazlitt like fan.
I did.
I know.
I'm
here.
We have a girlfriend's interview with him as well on our YouTube channel if you would like to see us interview him.
Yeah.
He's also very sweet. That was like a year and a half ago.
Weird.
2 years ago.
Wow.
We got in really on the
On the bottom line, you know, get
it's
it.
It's a beautiful folk album. It is dreamy. It has almost like a Bon Iver vibe.
Yeah. Oh.
To it. Novo.
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's very good. Yeah. Lyrics are stunning.
And once again, an artist who connects with his fans on a daily.
Oh.
We've had just so many hilarious conversations with him, like in our comments and our DMs. He's just the chillest artist I've ever come across, I swear to God.
He's so sweet. And yeah, it's number 14 on my list. It moved down a little bit, but it's one I'm going to always listen to.
I think it was your first 5 album of the year.
Before?
Like, I think for like in 2023, I think it was one of the first ones.
Yeah, because it came out in January.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
So I'll always have that.
You'll always have Bon. You'll always have our baby. My number 14 is one that I was actually lower on my list at half year and moved up.
Oh.
And it's because I am just a diehard indie rock girly pop. And it's Pony with their album Velveteen. Damn.
You are a pony gal.
I'm a saddle me up. I'm a pony gal. I love her. She's the album that she released a couple years ago. I was also very obsessed with that. Mm-hmm. And then this one just kind of made it more raucous, made it more loud, made it more punk attitude, fuck yeah, take no prisoners kind of vibe. And that's my jam. I love nothing more than an album that is swift. Thank you. Swift.
We love that.
We love that. But like actually has a full no skipper.
Yeah, the no
skipper. Beefy song, just easy peas album. And this is that. They wrote over 200 songs during quarantine and had to pare it down to this album. So you know this album is just the bops and the bangers of what they wrote. So I love Pony. I think they're so cool in the indie rock scene. I think they should really be blowing up more than they are. So, world, get on that. Get on that Velveteen train by Pony. So that was my number 14. Loved it.
Number 13. Another soul pop guy. And this is Devin Gilfillian with his album Love You Anyway.
Gilfilly. My guy.
I mean, another sweet baby angel. Very much alike for Abraham.
Yes.
It's such a good album. This album, too, like, is skyrocketing him. He's very much Love You Anyway is such a cute bop. And I feel like it's something that's, like, been needed.
Yes.
It's very, like, a come-together song.
Yes.
But not only does he have that song on there, he has soul songs. He has, like, R&B songs on there. It's just feel good music.
He's what I wish John Legend still was.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear that.
Like a very charismatic human that you just want to root for and has the voice of a buttery god. And then
I would say to describe him is buttery.
Buttery.
It's so good.
It's so beautiful. And again, another artist who is so good at that fan connection.
Yeah. And his song, All I Really Want to Do, that's such a feel good. It's like very much 70s-esque vibes.
Yes.
I love it so much. So he had to make my list. Another one kind of moved, but God, the ladies in the top 10 for me are just really.
I'm so proud. And I also do want to know, we have not had a single one the same.
I told you there's not going to be a lot.
That's so overestimate.
Devin at number 13. We love you.
All right.
Huge fans. And he's so sweet.
Okay.
To us on Instagram.
My 13, this is where we have this in common, I know for a fact, but mine's just lower. My 13 is Guts by Olivia Rodrigo, and I love her.
Not on my list.
What? Wow. What? You love this album. Wow. Y'all. Okay. Well, I love this album deeply.
I do love it a lot. It's honorable mentions.
Fair. I think this is the best pop album of the year. I say pop. It's alt pop. It's the best top 40
early 2000s summer.
Y2K.
Alt pop.
Alt pop. I love Olivia Rodrigo. I think how she approaches fame, it's very Billie Eilish-y where it's like, she just kind of doesn't give a fuck, but she does give a fuck, but she does, you know,
well,
like.
She's famous enough to not have to give a fuck.
Bless.
You get to that level and that's nice.
Great. But she also just also deeply knows how to make a pop song that is catchy as fuck. Because how often do you think of all of her songs and you know the chorus to
it? Yeah, no, it's so TikTok. Oh, really just
it's a bad idea, right?
Yeah.
It's a bad idea, right?
I know. Like, bangers.
Ingrained in my soul this entire year. And so I couldn't not give this album a rate. Like, it had to be in that list. I usually don't put, like, top 40 people in my list.
I'm surprised, honestly.
I love Olivia. I think I would go see her in an instant. What I really want is Olivia Billie Eilish duo concert.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Two birds, one stone,
that makes
please.
Sense.
Thank
that would
you.
Be a big... Woo! Ticket price.
Sign me up.
My number 12 is the album. So this is kind of going in a little bit of a different vibe, but it's Cry, C-R-I.
Oh, Oh.
In his album Miracles. It is electronic.
Yeah.
And this album is, if you like progressive house music, like the kind of music that just, it stays pretty melodic yes. the whole time, mm-hmm. but there's still like an Odessa vibe to it. There's still a feel good.
Mm-hmm.
It really is addicting to listen to, non-skipper.
Yeah,
like
wow.
literally from start to finish.
Mm.
It's such a good, like probably, and I put it so high on my list because there wasn't that many great electronic albums this year.
Oh, I was going to say the
so
same thing.
So it, I was like, you know, I have to give him credit because I think that it's getting so saturated in the electronic field and like everyone's kind of trying to sound in a certain way.
Yes.
And his stood out to me a lot. And I shared it with like people and they were like, this is the best. Like that's when you know too, when you can tell people put it on when you're at someone's house. Yeah. They're like, wait, I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's very much just like, you're going to love it.
I loved the back half of it. The first half was a little bit too, I don't know, maybe poppy electronic, not really, but like, I don't know. I just didn't catch me. And then I got to the back half and I was like, oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you probably had to like go back through.
Probably. I honestly wish the back was the front and the front was like, that's how I liked it. Oh. But
I did not skip.
I don't disagree. Like this year was rough with electronic music.
I already know Skrillex is coming up for you.
Oh. You'd be surprised.
He's off mine.
Wow. I don't have him, but leading into that, my number 12 is actually Mel Blue's Sanctuary Point.
Oh, wow.
Which I think is my favorite electronic album of the year. Very closely, I do want to honorably mention Ford's album.
Oh, yeah.
Which
you love that.
Which was an incredible electronic album, but again, didn't just fully pull me in. Like,
yeah.
Mel Blue's Sanctuary Point also has that kind of like funky, surfy, funny, weird boy mm-hmm. kind of vibe with the electronic. I mean, that the song Sanctuary Point is like 7 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it builds forever.
It's definitely more indie.
More indie electronic, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I really enjoyed that album in its full for what feels like the entire year at this point.
I mean,
point.
It's been forever. That's why when I re-listened to it again, I was like, because yeah. it's an honorable mention for me.
That's fair. I had a feeling it would have dropped off your list, especially given the other electronic albums that came out. But there was something about this one that I think because of the indie rock aspect to mm-hmm. it, I was like, ooh, yes, yes, give this to me.
Love that.
So yeah, we there's our electronic albums of the year.
Nice. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
My number 11 is, so this came out of nowhere. I went back as I was listening, you know how chaotic. I missed so many albums, so I yes. just like was finding names
yes.
that I knew.
Yes.
So, actually, that's what I wanted to pull up because, okay. So, this album is Charlotte Cardigan's album, 99 Nights.
Okay.
So, I don't know if you remember, but Charlotte Cardigan was on my top albums list in 2021 with her album Phoenix.
Is that her name?
Yes. Oh.
Cardin, right?
Did I say Cardigan?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes. Charlotte Cardin.
Yes.
Not Cardigan.
Not Cardigan.
My brain just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
And her album, 99 Nights.
Okay.
So she was on my top albums list with her album, Phoenix, in 2021.
Wow.
Yeah.
2021 feels like years ago.
It was. It actually was. It's almost 2024. But this album caught me by surprise. Step up from her album, Phoenix. Phoenix was like more of a pop ballad.
Yeah.
Like very like vocal.
Your jam.
You know, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
This one's definitely a little more, I would say like a little bit grungier.
Oh.
But it's pop.
Okay.
Like heavy pop sound.
Okay.
But she just kind of goes a little deeper with the lyric. It's not so much as like a slow, like slow ballad vibe. Yeah. It's more of like a poppier vibe.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed. Like the front half of this album, non-skips. Honestly, the whole album, it's very good. Her voice is stunning.
Yeah.
And if you love pop music, this one, you have to listen to
okay.
Charlotte. It's just very good.
Okay. I did not get to this one, so I will have to check it out.
Check it out. I know that you're not like the straight pop kind of gal.
No, but I do appreciate a good belter every now
yeah.
and then. You know what I mean? So
I mean, she's already going places. It's
already happened.
It's already happened. If you're going to listen to one song, I know that you'll love Infer.
Okay. I will. Bang, put it on the ride home yes. and crank it. My number 11, kind of in the same space as you and then where my list was last during the half year. It's Drunk on a Flight by Eloise.
Oh, yeah.
I think this album is so charming. I re-listen to it again, and I just smile every time because it's funny. It's very much like going through a breakup, trying to like disconnect totally from that person and finding it quite hard.
Yeah.
But also being in a relationship with like a man child and like, you know, just a lot of relatable kind of topics.
Yes.
And I think she's so funny. I think she has such a really good grasp on how to create a earwormy type of song.
And this is indie pop.
Very indie pop. Yeah. And honestly, it's just fun. And I needed a little bit of fun because I think my top 10 gets a little heavy at points.
Of course it does.
At points.
Same.
So we need a little fun.
Yeah.
A fun in the sun. So Eloise, thank you for that beautiful little pop album. I needed it.
It's good. It's good. All right. So we are now in our top 10, everybody.
Holy shit. And not one has been the same.
Nope. I knew it.
I think
we're going to have a few here.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
I would say, I still say three.
I think you might be right now. Damn it.
I win the bet, everybody.
I know.
So do you want to start now?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to switch it up. Kelsey's going to go first.
All right, everyone. My number 10, which has significantly climbed up my list, because I was thinking about it, and this man has won me over, and it's Johnny. And his album, but It's Never Fair, Always True. Why he won me over, I saw him at Shebang Fest in SLO.
Shout out Shebang.
Shout out Shebang. SLO is San Luis Obispo for the non-Californians. And I fell in love with his charisma, his appreciation of where he is right now in music, of just like him as a human. And his live show it's like watching Freddie Mercury like on stage. Dang. Again, because he's just everywhere. You're just like, like he's just got the energy of a little Duracell bunny. And I love this album. It is such well-crafted indie pop. It has the hooks you want. It's got the funny little one-liners everyone loves. It's got just personality oozing out of it. And you know when you get an album where you're like, is this really you?
Yeah.
Like, is this truly who you are? This is Johnny. I think this is Johnny's inner brain outer brain.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
That's scientific of you.
Thank you. It really is. Like, there's Strawberry Chainsaw, which went really viral this year. I mean, everyone just clearly adores him. And I love that feeling with music where you just adore everything about them. Mm-hmm. So I couldn't not bump Johnny up. So
oh, wow. I know.
Johnny.
You got bumped.
You got bumped thanks to Shebang.
My number 10 is Truesdale's album Out of My Mind.
Okay.
So this is some folk pop. Yeah. I've talked about Truesdale before on the podcast a few releases ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Check it out. I kind of go into a deep dive into their song If You're Hurting.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Take a moment.
Take a moment of silence for that song. Because it's stunning. It is so good. Their harmonies are honestly the best I think I've heard this year on an album. It's just melodic. It feels so good to listen to. And it's not a non-skipper. Truly. Some are pop bops. Some are just deep in your feels folk song.
Truly. I finally listened to it recently, and I remember texting you being like, okay, I get it. It's a 5. Okay. Honorable mention for me, but you're so right. That was a beautiful little album.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
And I was excited for it because of their previous release, but it exceeded.
Oh, expectations.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So good. Number 10.
Hell yeah. My number 9 is a man Ashley and I both love.
Ooh.
He is my deep buttery boy, as I like to call him. And it's Masego's self-titled album.
Knew you didn't have this yet.
Guys, I love Masego. Not only did he come out with this banger of an album, he also released one of my favorite songs of the year with my friend Rose Hart.
Oh, yeah.
And it's called Baby Love. And I have listened to it like ad nauseum.
That song is good.
Good.
The album's amazing. Dropped off my list, but honorable.
Honorable. Honestly, Masego is so sexy to me. It's just baby making music. It really is.
Yeah.
In the truest of form, it is just like let's go get it on. And I love his R&B vibes, his hip hop vibes that he adds to it. He's just really kind of playing around with different sounds. And I love that he's just clearly having fun with it.
And who doesn't love a brass section?
Who doesn't love a goddamn saxophone? If you don't, leave my vicinity.
Get out of here.
Don't come near me.
Yeah, bye.
I love a saxophone. Oh, and Masego's just so cool. Oh, if I was ever in his presence, I would probably melt.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not worthy.
Have you seen him yet?
Live? Yes, I did. I did. At Outside Lands.
Oh.
A long, before, pre-COVID.
Dang, yeah. I saw him open for Leon Bridges at the Open Air Amphitheater.
Oh.
Like when he just came out with Tadao.
Yeah. Oh.
It was a great show. It was a great night.
Oh, great night. God, that is a duo. Can we do it again?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. My number nine?
Yes.
Because you just said your number nine. I was like, where are
we? I know,
we?
I was like, what day is yes. it? Yes, who are, where are we?
My number nine is, they dropped a bit.
Okay.
But I still am obsessed. Okay. Boy Genius's album, The Record. I mean, we all know
yep.
Boy Genius.
Yep.
This album is great. There's really, we've talked about them before. They are on my half year list.
Yeah.
It's indie rock at its finest. Phoebe, Lucy, and
Julian.
Julian.
Yes.
Julian.
Yes. Julian. Yeah, I love Boy Genius, but I couldn't get behind this one. I don't know what happened. I think I got lost in the
you,
media circus no, we already, of Boy yes, Genius.
We already talked about this.
Yeah.
You really, the fan base.
Yeah.
You don't. But we had so much fun seeing them.
Oh.
Excuse me.
We had so much fun seeing them.
Yeah.
I was there. I was at that fest for Dijon and Barty Strange.
Yes.
But
they were so good.
No, I am a Julian Baker stan. Like, that's my girl. She's gone through the religious trauma, everything that I want. It's just the fandom that really can drag me away from an album because I can't separate it. Like, my brain just doesn't let me separate that shit. So it was hard for me to,
that's the culture
to do that.
Coming in.
I know. The culture chat. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
This is not about music. This is about culture.
Yeah, that song True Blue, though, I feel like I connected to that song so heavily that it really made the whole album just magical to me.
Yeah.
And you know what's weird?
What?
Is I am, like, not that big of a fan of...
them separately?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm, like, not... I do like Phoebe a lot, but I'm just, like, I'm not really... that's not really my vibe.
Yeah.
But this album, again, I love the harmonies. I like when the voices... there's multiple people singing.
You do love that,
at different
actually.
Times, too. Because it's almost like a story.
I love that you hate chaos, but you're so okay with it, chaos being controlled in harmony.
Oh. Yeah. True.
Interesting. Honestly, people are going to probably come at me for hating that. I don't hate it. For not loving that album. But if you agree with me, I would love to know. I'm trying to find my people.
Yeah, yeah. Let's find them.
Let's find them, please. My number eight is actually an Inbox artist. And he was in my top at the half year. I just love this album so deeply. It's Thank You for Trying, Act 1 and 2 by 10 Kills the Pack. Mm-hmm. I did an interview with him, which you can see on our YouTube. He is so smart and so cool to talk to. He made a song based off of, like, letters that, I think it's Picasso's brother or something. Like, really just a unique human in how he writes music. And I thought I think he's so funny. He has a whole song called Honestly Fuck You. And the whole song is, you know, like, honestly, fuck you, like, get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's good.
I die
of
laughter.
That's my favorite song.
Oh, yeah. I sing it when I'm in the car road raging. Like, I just, honestly.
You're just like,
honestly, fuck you. No. But it was one of those albums that's, like, almost like a deeper indie folk rock that really, like, ooh, warmed the cockles of my heart when I needed it to be. It's a little... I don't want to say depressing, but darker in theme. It's a little bit heavier, and I was in my feels with it. And honestly, talking to him about it, again, having a conversation about music to them makes it so much more connective in that way of, like, oh, I get where you're coming from. I see this, mm-hmm. and I hear this in the music. So I love chatting with him, and I love this album so much. I have to shout it from the rooftops. I'm so... ready to see what he comes out with next and to see his, like, progression.
Yeah, into it's good.
Yeah,
it's a very good folk, like folk rock.
Yeah, grungy folk. Who knows?
My number eight.
Yeah.
So this is a December 2022 release.
Okay.
And it's Little Sims with her album No Thank You.
Ugh. I love her
this
so
much. This is an incredible rap album. Like, get on it, people. Ugh. I didn't hear enough people talk about it, but what is hilarious, because that's kind of what the album is about. She won, like, Best New Artist at the Brit Awards a couple years ago when she's already had, like, a plethora of albums released.
Yes.
And this kind of was, she, like, booked a tour. People weren't showing up for her tour. So this album is, like, a no thank you. Like, I'm not gonna
deal with
your guys' bullshit anymore.
Who's not showing up to a Little Sims tour?
I have no idea.
Little Sims, if you come over here, we will be there.
Yeah, it's just, this album's a masterpiece. It's December, so a year ago, but I didn't get to listen to it before we did our top albums last year.
And to be fair, everyone's top album has been SZA's SOS, which did come out in 2022, technically.
That's so an honorable mention for me, but
I'm giving you a pass on this one.
Thank you.
You get a pass.
It's enough people didn't talk about it.
Agreed.
Lyrically, it's amazing. It's rap. It goes into, like, some gospel. It's very, like, I was on a gospel vibe.
I know.
My list.
Are you okay? Do we need to take you to church?
Maybe.
Take her to church.
But it's such a, I can't say enough good things. Go listen to it if you have not.
Chef's kiss.
I love it.
Chef's kiss. My number seven completely fucks everything up.
Oh.
Not really. It's just another female artist who has been making music for a long time, but I feel like this was the culmination, like the perfect album. And it's Roach by Maya Folick.
I love this.
I think she's so cool. I think there's something about her that just has been really slow burning into who she should become as an artist. And I think that's brilliant. Yeah. I'm like, finally, someone taking their time making music that is just pushing the boundaries of what genre they're in. Like, she's technically pop, but I would almost say a little dark pop, a little alt pop.
Yeah.
A little bit grungier than like what you would think pop to be. And also has the catchiest hooks, some of the catchiest hooks. Roach is just like a hilarious, big, grandiose feeling album, and you just kind of feel like she was just sending it, like full send. I'm here, bitches. This is me. And it's her sophomore album, which sophomore albums we know tend to slump a little bit. This did not. Slumped.
If anything,
up.
It was slumped up.
Slumped up. Slump up, people. So I think this is her masterpiece right now. I love this album so much. I think she's so unique in her artistry. I could ad nauseum talk about how cool she is.
Yeah.
So go, please listen to Roach. Oh, so I'm gonna go listen to it on my way home.
Yeah, do it.
Do it.
Do it. My number seven.
Was
on my mid-year top albums list.
Okay.
It moved up a little bit.
Oh.
A little bit.
Oh. A smidgen.
This is Kali Uchis' album, Red Moon and Venus.
Honorable mention for sure.
This album is so like, it's kind of funny because Little Sims is like a little bit heavier, but this Kali Uchis is like buttery. It's almost like, get the Little Sims, go through that, and then you're just going to get into the buttery Kali Uchis, because it feels so good to listen to.
Yeah.
It's such a buttery album.
Yeah.
Banger after banger, no skips.
Honestly, she reminds me so much of like 90s R&B.
Yes.
Just like almost so smooth.
Yeah, it's like dreamy.
Yeah.
It's very dreamy.
Yeah.
It's very well done.
The album art, beautiful.
Oh, stunning.
God, she is a stunning woman.
Yes.
It's rude.
It's so good. Definitely recommend it. I listen to it a lot.
Yeah, I honestly peeped you watching. I love stalking on Spotify what my friends are listening to. I find that to be one of my favorite.
That is crazy.
No, it's just one of my.
I've never done that.
Why? It's so interesting.
How do you even see your friends?
You just click your little friend. I'll show you. But it is so interesting because I love just seeing what people are listening to casually throughout the day. And I would see you listening to Kali Uchis so much. I was like, Ash.
It's my vibe, truly.
Okay, it really is.
The buttery alternative R&B.
Oh, your dream. My number six, speaking of alt pop, R&B, but not R&B. Alt rock. We're going alt rock. This is Shalom's with Sublimation. You know I've been loving Shalom. She is a beautiful singer, songwriter, who was signed to Saddle Creek, which if you don't know Saddle Creek, they are one of the biggest indie rock labels ever. Just so iconic in who they sign and what they do. And Shalom is just this beautiful little baby who's from South Africa.
I can't
believe
this is from this year. I feel like you were talking about this ages ago.
Thank you. I feel like everything I've talked about has been ages ago. But Shalom is from South Africa and moved to New Jersey to go to Rutgers and, you know, has a lot of problems assimilating to our culture, to like doing all that. So this whole album is really a lot about figuring out her place in this world. And I thought it was so vulnerable, so beautiful, so interesting to do it in a very indie rock platform. Mm-hmm. So, oh God, I could just ooze and
yeah,
ooze.
She was on your top album list.
She was. I love her and I love this album. I remember exactly where I was when I first listened to it. I was getting my tattoo on my arm right before, and I was listening to this, and it just like that was the soundtrack to that period in my life.
We
so
love that.
Shalom. Love ya.
My number six is Carly Hansen's album Wisconsin.
Oh, shocker.
I know. On my half year list.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an album I keep going back to. It's an alt pop album that is just so good.
Yeah.
I mean, Blueberry Pancakes, it kind of goes in and out too. Like, it's very dreamy. The lyrics, talk about like really fun, relatable pop lyrics. It's so well done. You kind of get different vibes throughout the album. It's like some points it gets a little glitchy. Other points it's like very like well done indie pop. Then you kind of get an alt pop vibe. I follow her on TikTok. I think that she's just like so creative.
Yeah.
It's so well done. The flow of it is incredible. It's just such a good alt pop album.
Yeah.
That I think everyone should listen to.
Yeah.
And the singers keep bopping.
Bopping.
Her TikTok is amazing.
Really?
I just feel like she's such a sweet baby angel.
Aww.
And yeah, number six. I think she moved up a bit from my happier.
And again, honestly, an artist that I swear to God I saw you listening to
ad
nauseam.
100%.
Like, I was like, Ashley, the Blueberry Pancake song? Is that what it is? Blueberry Pancakes? Again?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
It's fine. You're fine.
It's I'm fine.
You're fine.
Carly, all those streams. Your girl right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, no, truly. Like, I'm honestly.
I'm right here.
I'm honestly surprised she wasn't your, like, number one
I know.
Song.
I think that's a Wrapped is fun.
I think the Wrapped is fun.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. My number five.
Oh.
No.
Annabelle Lee. Damn, five.
Number five, Annabelle Lee, Mother's Hammer. Again, an artist we saw at South by Southwest. She just blew my mind with how
100%.
Badass she is. And to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, her live energy is just something that's unmatched. To have that just full like rock voice on stage has got to be so hard night after night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired just thinking about singing half those songs. But she is so cool. She's so unique. The rock aspect of this is chef's kiss perfection.
It's so good. You don't get better. That's like top probably 10 songs of the year for me.
Patti Smith and Saltine Cracker Girl. Saltine Girl, Cracker Girl. Whew. I think those songs were just like some of the best rock songs to come out in years.
Yeah.
Years. So if you're sick of like that dude rock that everyone listens to, go check out Annabelle Lee because
100%.
She'll blow you away. And again, she's so unique and so interesting as an artist. I can't wait to see where she goes from here.
Same. She's like going up.
Up, up. Oop, oop.
Up, oop, oop. Okay, my number five.
Yes.
Is Chapel Roan.
Yes.
And her album, The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Okay.
I am obsessed with this album. All of the talk and all of the hype, 100%.
Oh.
Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And all the indie queens are loving it. If
yeah.
you're like into music, no, it's probably like
it.
A lot of people's top album.
Yeah.
It is so fun.
It is.
It
really
is cool. Like chaotic.
Yeah.
Hyper pop
yeah.
in some points and then ballads in other points.
Yeah.
She's got a little bit of a twang in there, which is fun.
It is fun.
Lyrically, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's feel good. It's also like don't give a fuck energy. I love it.
We do love that kind
yeah.
of energy.
I thought like, because whenever everyone's like, oh, it's the best, I was honestly blown away.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
It really did come out of nowhere for me.
100%.
People were talking about it. I was like, okay, probably just another pop artist. Yeah. Started listening to it. I was like, oh,
it's so this different. Is different. And that's why I love it, I think. And that's why it's so high for me, is because it does, like, the pop genre is so saturated now.
So saturated.
So it really, like, stood out. Yeah. Like, it's creative.
Yeah.
It's super fun. And her voice is stunning. Like, it really has so many aspects to it where, like, I'm going to keep going back to it because it just is so random.
And so unapologetically her.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun.
So it's so fun.
Yeah. Kind of like Olivia Rodrigo. I think that's why we both like that, is like the energy is very much just like,
You know,
bye.
You know, the only reason why, like, Olivia Rodrigo, she's right here at 21, mm-hmm. like literally right after 20. Like, brutal. She almost made the list.
Yeah.
But the only reason why she didn't is because I liked her first album more. And it was a skip. Like, I skipped songs on it.
Oh, okay.
When
okay.
I re-listened. Okay. But, I mean, there's still so many good songs.
So, with Chaperone, did you skip anything?
No.
Okay.
So. I thought the story was great.
See?
Like, I thought it was so, it's so different.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I just loved it.
Honestly, I think she'd be so much fun to see live.
100%. She already came here.
Oh.
I know.
Why do we keep, like,
missing? We slacked in October, November. We were, like, traveling, and that's when everyone came, was October. It was
well, crazy. And to be fair, you were getting married.
Oh, that's why. I forgot. That's why we didn't do a lot. That week of my wedding was, like, everyone came here.
Everyone literally
came here. Yeah. Oh.
I almost decided the day after your wedding
to go to LA
to see Genesis.
Everyone came that week.
Everyone.
Sorry.
Honestly, could you pick a better week
next
time? I know.
Oopsies.
Next time. So I have a bit of a tie, if you will.
You can't have ties.
I can. Because I'm going to be swift. And it's easy.
So this is a tie for fourth and third?
Yes-ish. Yes.
What does that mean?
I couldn't decide.
So is this four and three, though?
Technically, but yes. Yes.
You have to have a number one. That's it.
I do have a number one.
Okay.
I just have a bit of a tie here. Because as we hit five, right? We're on five?
No, we're on four.
Four and three. Like, it gets a little dicey of, like, who I'm going to choose, right? So it's like four and four. 4A and 4B.
And no three for you.
No, I have a three. I know. I snuck.
You can't have 21 albums.
Fine. I can. Who says I can't?
Because I would have done that too.
To be fair, I think you did do this last year though.
No. I've never 4A'd 4B'd it randomly.
You did add a sneaky album in there at one point.
No.
Fine.
You know what my other four is? The Parade soundtrack. Fine.
That's fucking
all terrible. The 4A. Perfect. It's the Parade soundtrack.
Honestly, I wish I had put that now that I think about it. But honestly, fine. I'll pick one. And
you can do them both.
Thank you. Because it gets hard. It gets really hard.
It's fine.
So, like, literally, I have Lil Yachty. You know I have to have Lil Yachty's album.
He's a B or an A.
He's a B. He's B. He's 4B. And I didn't anywhere have on my bingo card that I was going to be obsessed with Lil Yachty's new album, Let's Start Here. He went into his psychedelic rock era, and I'm living for it. I've talked about this ad nauseam.
Tame Impala vibes.
Very much so. Love this. But my 4A is Anna B. Savage. And I couldn't not have it. Her new album, In Flux, is so weird in my kind of way. It's very ethereal with some grungy aspects to it, paired with very devastatingly harsh lyrics that will cut me to the core, Baxter.
Yeah, it is so random, but it's...
She gets me every time she releases an album.
And what a weird 4A, 4B pairing.
Thank you. That's why I couldn't...
But how weird. So one of them just wouldn't have been on your list?
I couldn't take anyone else off.
Y'all. Let's vote. So is this allowed?
No. It's allowed. I think because I've talked about them both, they've both kind of landed in the same spot. So I just have to talk about
all right. That's fine. All right.
Please.
Should we allow it, y'all? Okay. My number four.
Yeah.
Not A or B. Well, the Parade soundtrack would be 4B.
There we go.
But it is Say She She's album, Silver, my number four.
Say She.
We talked about them in like last episode or two episodes ago. This album is incredible. So recorded live. It is long, but it's one you put on like when you're cooking, when you're hanging out at home, when you have friends over. It's so good.
Yeah.
And it really like has that classic, you don't hear music like it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's. We got the harmonies again. I'm a harmony gal.
You really are. You love a good harmony.
It's so well done. I'm not going to go too much into it because we've been talking about it for a while now. But if you like funk music, if you like soul music, which seems to be the reigning genre of my list.
Truly.
Every time.
Shocker. Shocker.
It's so good.
Yeah. I love Say She She.
Yeah.
They're so much fun. So my number three, and I think this is where we might tie. So I'm going to move this.
You think we have the same number three?
I think we have the same number three. If I'm right, I'm excited. My number three, and she's moved down.
Ray. Nah.
No? Okay. Well, my number three is Ray with My 21st Century Blues. She was number one at my half year, and I think this is a stunning album. It is another long album, and I think that's where it kind of lost me at some point because there are moments where I'm like, okay, let's go. But to be fair, this is an album, a vengeance album.
Yeah.
It's a fuck you music industry album.
Yeah, that's probably why it wasn't on anyone's top album list because this one is appalling that it wasn't included.
This is what Ashley and I were kind of foreshadowing with earlier in this episode with how is it possible that this album is not on anyone's top album?
It honestly angers me.
It angers me. I'm like, did you listen to it?
No.
Did you actually hear it? I think it's because
there's so much hate on the industry.
Well, good for fucking her. She deserves to send it, honestly.
It is like so weird that it's not.
Ice Cream Man has got to be like my top song of the year.
It is
devastating.
Painful. Yes.
So devastating. But I think her ability to work through her anger, her disillusionment with the industry, everything like that in just one album where you're like,
And it's literally like genre-less.
Genre-less.
Like there's so many different types of music.
She literally did like a full orchestra show for this album.
Oh, Oscar winning Tears.
Oh.
It's too good. So
too good. Ray.
Industry, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
But Ray,
we love you.
We love you. Thank you for this beautiful album. Oh, thank you.
So my number three
is
Jessie Murph with her album Drowning.
That came out this year, not last year?
This year. This is the one that was on my half year list that wasn't on my fivers.
Oh.
I don't understand.
Are you ill?
But here's the thing is, okay, it's a pop album. It's not like revolutionary.
Yeah.
But I could not get enough.
Oh,
it's revolutionary.
I'm aware.
There's something about her voice that earworms me.
Yeah.
And I could just listen to her music on repeat.
That's hysterical.
She's like 19, 20.
Yeah.
She's only going up from here. Like, she's already huge.
Yeah.
Number three, Jessie.
Jessie.
You're number three.
Again, I think hilarious. One of the funniest moments is Ashley just constantly singing What Happened to Ryan.
Yeah, it made my top three song on Spotify.
Oh, shocker. Because literally...
Which is like the saddest song ever.
Your husband, Sean, is before Outside Lands was like, if I hear that song one more time. And I never hear Sean talk like this. But you could tell he was like, if I listen to Jessie Murph one more time, I'm gonna lose it.
Oh, he always jams out to it in the car.
I think you had played it a lot before Outside Lands. You know what I mean?
It feels good on my ears.
Rotation.
Feels good on the ears.
She's a little spitfire cracker.
Oh, like, isn't she?
Woof! Whew, she's a little saucy. Great choice. All right, y'all.
We only have one in common, right?
No. Right now?
Yes.
We currently only have Annabelle Lee in common, yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, no. Two, because I know Ray's on
you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
Two.
Here we go.
And this isn't going to match. So.
Yeah, this isn't going to match. So my number two, and this, by the way, guys, between two and one, this was my hardest decision yet. Like, out of all my
years.
This
was my, I literally, it's a toss up, honestly. They're both number one for me.
Same.
Yeah.
But then I got told I couldn't tie. So
no, when you tie in like multiple times,
I know you're right. No, the only reason I put this at number two and my other one at number one is I haven't had enough time with this.
Same.
One. Okay.
I feel you.
Okay. So number two, my boy, Genesis Owusu.
Oh yeah.
Is struggler. There's no way this man wasn't making my top list.
Yeah.
I would do anything for him at this point. Like I am so in to what he's doing as an artist,
yeah,
as a creator, as a fashion guy, as a dancer, as a human being.
And you go into deep detail on this album, like a few episodes ago.
Yes.
So go check it out.
I do. Please go check it out. It's so interesting because it's the album is all about a cockroach, but it's really more so about how harsh restrictions were in
COVID
during in Australia, which is where he's from. And, you know, just but you have to get up and do daily life, which is, I think, such a unique, you know, how I was talking about earlier, how I don't really like connect with like love sick kind of music anymore. That's why I love Genesis is it's never really ever felt like that. It just feels more so about like daily human emotions. And he is an artist much like Bartee Strange where he can go genreless and it makes sense. It just makes sense.
Yeah.
So like Genesis will start out with the hyper pop art hip hop vibe and then always end it with a banging soul gospel song where you're just like, yes, like you get a lighter out. You're just like grooving along. I adore Genesis.
It's so good. So good.
That man, he is touring with Earth Gang right now in Australia.
I thought Earth Gang was done. Don't they keep saying they're done and then they're not done?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard them break up and come back together.
Either way, what a power duo-ish.
Yeah, that would be such a fun
show. Oh, I'm so mad. I literally told Rachel, I was like, do we just call Ashley and tell her we're going to Australia right now?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's go. Guys, we're done here. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Thanks.
Nice. Good choice. My number two is Holly Humberstone's album, Paint My Bedroom
Black. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Okay. Let me just tell you.
Okay.
This album, no skips at all, front to back.
Okay.
It's so good.
Okay.
Lyrically.
Yeah.
What I love about it most, too, is like from her last album, it's just like she grew so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Production wise, lyric wise, just like it kind of goes into alt pop vibes. It's very like a little bit darker than normal, like indie pop.
Yeah.
Moodier, one might say. Some are slow, some are fast paced, like Cocoon. What the hell? So good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's kind of a different vibe for every track. I think that's why it keeps my interest going the whole time.
Yeah.
Such a good album. I just haven't had time to sit with it long enough.
Yeah.
But it's one that I'm going to listen to forever. She's also so adorable live. We saw her outside lands. It was so much fun.
So cute.
I've always been a big fan. That first album, I just think it was like all released in singles. And there was so much indie pop I loved last year, so it didn't make it on my list. But this album, I'm just like,
yeah,
damn.
Again, another sophomore album that didn't slump.
Yeah.
Same with Genesis. That was his sophomore album too. We all the sophomore albums slumped up this year.
We love that.
We're proud of y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, everyone.
Number one. I don't know yours, but you know mine.
You know mine. You absolutely know. I don't know yours. Why? What?
Yeah, you do. But.
Well, you know mine. I'm just kidding. Let's say it. Ready? I'm just kidding. My number one is, without a doubt, obviously, Perla's.
Oh, duh.
Duh. Oh, Glistening Onion. The Nighttime Is Coming.
They dropped an honorable mention for me. But yes. So
I.
Good.
I know exactly where I was when I listened to this.
I can't believe a folk album is on your top. That is...
Because it's a different kind
of
folk.
Yeah, it is.
It has that indie rock underbelly.
It does, it does.
It's got that Soccer Mommy, that Julian Baker, that vibe layer underneath.
Yes.
With folk on top of it. So I think that's why I'm so intrigued. But it's her voice.
Yeah.
Her voice on Effort is... which, by the way, was my top song of the year. I listened to that too many times, which I was like, Kelsey,
are you okay?
Am I okay?
Yeah, but that belter part is so good. You know, her voice earwormed you like Jesse Murph's voice earwormed.
Okay, deal.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect.
It feels so good.
It feels so nice. Mm-hmm. And when we saw her at South by Southwest, we saw her in a church.
Oh, that was, honestly kind of triggering, but
a little. That part was hysterical. But we're the way her voice like echoed in when she sang that song, full body chills of like, this is why I'm in the music industry.
Yeah.
This is why. To see such a baby artist just give their all into their music is something that I find so beautiful. And I was so excited that this is an album that, like, not a lot of people are talking about, not a lot of people are putting on their top list, but it's one that I think is so important to listen to.
It is. It's really amazing.
Because it has everything I want in an album. I think it's perfect. There are no skips for me. I have listened to it so many times from beginning to end. I have listened to Effort so many times. It's just been a constant in my head all year, and I will live, eat, and breathe, and die Perla at this point. So that is my number one album of the year, but again, very tied with Genesis. Very, it just depends on my day.
Yeah, because it's very different.
Very different.
The vibes are different.
Vibes be weird.
Yeah. Well, my number one is Ray.
Oh!
My 21st Century Blues. I was like, you know what it is. I went back and forth so many times.
Yeah.
Like, I wish you could see my list changing.
Oh.
Because I finally re-listened to the full album
yesterday.
Oh. And I'm like, oh, shit still slaps.
Yep.
I mean, I just haven't been able to sit with Holly long enough. But I really just feel like Ray's is so, it's just like
prolific.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Like, truly. I don't understand how it's on no one's top albums list. I feel like people forgot. It did come out in February. But I'm like, y'all, this is like an insane statement, this album. There's so many heavy topics in it, but it's just done so beautifully.
Yeah.
And
it's a big snub, I think, from a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like a lot of these bigger publications. I cannot believe, once again, this has not made anyone's list.
Yeah. It really angers me.
Really grinds
my gears. Yeah. So Ray, we love you. She stayed in the top for my half year.
Oh,
you know,
man.
There was nothing that overcame it.
Oh.
And I think we also like the Broadway, like it's very like
theatrical.
Musical theater.
Yes. Yes. That makes sense.
Which could
sense.
Be why some people don't put it on their list. Cause I don't think like some people don't like a theatrical.
That is very true.
Yeah. But I mean, we love it.
We,
what do you think Adele is?
What do you think Holly Humberstone is?
Yeah.
What do you think Taylor Swift is?
Yeah.
Everyone is theatrical in nature.
Totally.
It's just to what degree of theatrical?
Yeah, it's a crime.
It's a
criminal. She should be on everyone's
offense.
List. But that's it. We did it. Woo! We only had two albums the same.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be super low.
That is probably our lowest ever.
I think it is because last, our half year, we had five.
Yeah. And that was
it? What did we had number five the same? Was that our actually? I think it was our top albums last year.
Yeah.
We had five the same.
Yeah. And I really do think this is interesting because it clearly shows like where we come together, but where we delineate.
Yeah, because genre wise, we're kind of the same, but we're kind of different.
I always find it interesting with us because if you really do like listen, if you think about what we listen to separately, we do not have anything in common. But then we have everything in common.
Yeah, because I mean, like, Perla, 21. Like, I have, like, five albums that are at 21 that just didn't make it.
But it is very interesting to me that we always, we come together, we leave, we come together. Like, it's funny that that's, for people who are running a music marketing company and, like, talking about music all the time, it's so funny to me that we have a lot in common but don't really at the same time.
Well, I mean, and top 20 is so, like, hard.
Personal. Too.
It's so personal. It's like what we connected to throughout the year. At least that's how we do it.
Yeah.
So it's just definitely, obviously, if we had a lot the same, I mean, it's crazy too because we hung out so much
this
year.
That's what I'm saying. I know. I think I see you a day all
every
daily.
Day.
Which I don't mind.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But yeah, just a great year of music.
Great year.
A lot of these albums, I'm like, holy shit, amazing.
Oh, they were big old bangers.
Yeah. So
big old bangers.
This was so fun.
There was, so.
We crushed it too. We really got through that swiftly.
T-swiftly.
Yeah. I'm a little perched.
Perched. This episode is out. When it comes out, we are going to be counting down our top albums on our social media as well.
Yes.
So be sure to check that out. Ashley and I are going to be making some TikToks on our honorable mentions.
Yes.
Maybe some of the ones on our list that we haven't gone in more in depth about. But stay tuned because 2024 is around the corner and we ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
But we are hopefully slowing down our consumption of music. We both have decided.
Well, I kind of slowed down. Last year year I listened to like 1,200 albums. Yeah. So now I'm like way lower. And it's because when I worked in accounting, I literally had so much non-meetings.
Yeah.
I literally just like did number shit. Yes. So I listened to so much more music.
Exactly.
So I think you need to slow down.
I definitely need to slow down.
Yeah. It's that's 1,700 is next level it's insanity.
Too much. Yeah. I really want to be intentional about what I listen to in the next year.
It's just hard because we get so excited.
I do. Yeah. And I want to listen to everything and like I want to discover all the time. And but it's at fun. Some point I need a mental break. I want to return to the albums that I just talked about again and again and again. And I can't do that with the amount of music I listen to right now.
Gosh, I'm so excited for 2024.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be a lot more music, y'all.
Yeehaw. Buckle up, bitches.
Everyone have a wonderful holiday.
Happy holidays.
And we will see you next year.
Bye.
Bye. What will